With its authentic historical background and its richly scored melodies, Sigmund Romberg's New Moon is better described as a musical play. And of the many fine productions we've seen in Australia during the past 20 years, few are more deserving of revival. But now, the house quietens. The only light in our musical comedy theatre comes from the orchestral well and the conductor's stand as the overture begins. Before we take up the curtain, let us be mindful of a program note. Reads, the authors wish to state that the basic story of the play is founded on the life of Robert Misson, French aristocrat whose autobiography was written in the late 18th century. But the curtain's going up. The scene is New Orleans, the year 1791, and the singer, the dashing young Robert Misson, who tells us of his love for Marianne.
I'll sing to my love and I'll tell her the secret I keep in my heart.
If her father, he once overhears you, we'll wheel you away in a car.
Marianne is what they call you, but there's no name describing all you could mean to any lucky fellow. Oh, lucky fellow, who will he be? In your eyes an elfin gleaming can make me lose myself in dreaming and hoping to someday you may dream of me. Marianne, I want to love you. I repeat it every day, dear. Marianne, I want to love you. It's a simple thing to say, dear. Well, then, more phrases to sing and phrases to ring, I sing them to you. Let others doubt them who will, but I would be still believing them true. And though you may never love me, I will never cease to woo you. Though you're flying high above me, I will die to fly up to you. That come with a wife, but here is a man who'll gladly give up his life to marry you, Marianne.
The first scene of the first act is a very handsome affair, representing the grand salon of Monsieur Benoit's mansion near New Orleans. Monsieur Benoit is rich. He owns ships, plantations in Martinique, bond servants, and a lovely daughter, Marianne. To assist in the colonization of Martinique, one of Benoit's ships has just arrived from France with 100 brides. Also on board is Vicomte Ribot, secret agent, who is searching for that desperate nobleman turned revolutionary, Robert Misson. The wily Ribot suspects that Misson indentured himself as a bond servant and entered the employ of Benoit. And it is this bond servant with whom Marianne has fallen in love. So when the captain of the ship offers to take her for the sea voyage down to Martinique, she accepts. This is how she will forget her unrequited love. Riding high on the roll of the sea, a queen on a throne, like the girl carved on the prow.
There's a child on an old sailor's knee. I would hear every tale of Marianne myself today, living in a childhood fancy, every tale of French romance. Far from home, we can roam, tugging for the spray of silver foam.
Then from afar the blue, we will return with you,
bringing back the stable care
that you swear are true.
At last you make a trip with us, says the captain. You'll be the first girl ever in a ship's crew. And Marianne says, oh no, you always have one with you. I've always envied her. Now I'd like to take her place. Marianne has no idea that the bold young servant who sings to her from the garden is a fugitive nobleman, and unwittingly she gives him away to Ribo. Look, monsieur, there he is sitting under that lilac bush. He must be in love with you, mademoiselle, Ribo observes. Go to your balcony and see if he sings to you.
And though you may never love
a perfect target.
I will never...
But Robert Meeson is not so easily caught. Ribo's shot goes wide of the mark, and he runs out of the garden as the curtain falls. The scene changes to the Café Creole, a waterfront tavern where the revolutionaries meet in secret. Seamen of all nations are congregated there with their lights alove. And while the wine flows, Robert's friend Philippe sings mockingly of a woman's love.
What came for me, gay and tender? Love came for me, sweet surrender. Love came for me in bright romantic splendor. And lift you high, oh, of a fashion killer, and let it hold her for the mystery. Softly, as in the evening sunset, the light that gave you glory, we'll take it all.
Robert's arrival in the dimlit cellar is signal for a new revolutionary fervor. As their leader, he makes an impassioned plea for direct action. Two men drag the table down and hoist Robert on top. And from here, he delivers the rousing, stout-hearted men.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the rights they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Oh, shoulder to shoulder and bolder, they grow as they go through the floor. Then there's nothing in the world can hold so far up. Strong man shows them the way.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and bolder and bolder, they grow as they go through the war.
Back at Benoit's, a ball is in progress, but Marianne has not yet chosen her partner. The dance and the kiss that follows, she is saving for that unknown man. Perhaps he will never come, but if he does, she will know him at once, and he will never have to ask for that kiss.
In this year of 1792, our conventions have been thrown all askew, and I know I'm out of date when I seek one mate, one faithful. To be really in the fashion today, you must have a dozen wives in your sway. But somehow I don't believe in the modern plan. I want to wait for just one man. One kiss.
One love, and nothing more to take.
Tomorrow morning, the new moon with its freight of Gallic brides sails for Martinique. But the Vicomte Ribaud, confident that he will have taken Robert Misson prisoner before sunrise, wants the captain to take the ship back to France, for he has express orders to deliver the body of Misson to the Bastille. So, with a price on his head, Robert steals back to the house to take his leave of the girl he's loved from afar, Marianne. And when he removes his mask and reveals his identity to her, she cannot notice, for something inside her tells her that this is the man she's been waiting for.
My heart is aching for someone, and you are the someone. You know the truth of my story. You must believe what you see.
I too may someday love someone from somewhere. They'll come one who will hear the same story that you're telling me.
Wanting you, every day I am wanting you. Close to my eager breast.
Wanting love in that heaven I'm dreaming of makes that heaven seem far above any hope that I gain my quest.
Bring the fish that I bring to the mist.
The song ended, Marianne must adventure for her partner, and then, if he wishes to claim his kiss, I suggest we dance, she says, out into the garden. But out in the garden, Ribaud and his henchmen are waiting for them, and when the mask is removed, Ribaud presents his papers to Le Chevalier Robert Misson and arrests him. So, Monsieur Le Chevalier, sneers Ribaud, the sooner our ship can set sail, the sooner we can treat Paris to a most amusing execution. Nothing that Marianne can say will convince Robert that she has not betrayed him. And so, the new moon sails for the Isle of Pines. Robert, with everything to gain and nothing to lose, organizes mutiny, takes charge of the ship, and instead of continuing the journey to France, decides to found his utopian colony in Martinique. The men are with him to a man, and the 100 French brides throw themselves heart and soul into the project. The seed of the revolution will flourish in this remote haven, and all will live in peace and harmony there. All, that is, except the proud Marianne. For Marianne is an aristocrat, and even when an aristocrat falls in love with a fiery rebel, she's not too proud to wish for her lover to come back.
The night I met you seems to escape forever.
time, the utopian venture on the Isle of Pines succeeds admirably. The community is well governed by Robert. The French ladies make admirable wives for the revolutionaries. And to protect Marianne from any unwelcome attentions, Robert goes through a formal marriage with her. But a marriage that will never be consummated so long as he believes that it was Marianne who betrayed him to Rebo on that fateful night. Then, one day, offshore, the sound of a gun. At last, the idyll is broken. French ships are rounding the point, and the ringleaders of the colony see the end of all their hopes. But hold, who are these men who come up the beach waving a new flag? What is this tricolor? Where is the flag of Louis? But Louis of France is king no more, they tell him. The king is dead. Long live the revolution. Liberty, equality, eternity. Captain de Jean, citizen of the Republic, embraces citizen Robert Misson and tells him of the burning of the Bastille and the liberation of the French people. Those who wish to remain on the island will have the blessing of the Republic. If there are any aristocrats here, let them return to France and the guillotine. There is only one aristocrat here, says Robert. To which Marianne replies, no. I am only citizeness Marianne Misson, and I wish to remain here with my husband. And there, the story ends.
Who will fight for the right?
Leisurely procession to the foyer begins, and soon nothing remains of romance and revolution but a few crumpled programs and many happy memories. So ends another night in our musical comedy theater.